What's up? What's up? What's up,
dirty
fool?
Shoes. Dirty shoes from Canada. Everybody had dirty shoes in the mall. Everybody had dirty shoes. I didn't see one pair of clean shoes.
After they freeze their shoes,
because white people don't care about clean shoes.
Yeah, I mean, Russell Peters is the one that has the cleanest shoes.
He's not white.
But everybody had them, like the non-white people too. Yeah. All like, you know, like.
So you're going to be there on the wheels of steel over there?
I'm on the wheels of steel. I can't hear how I sound. So do I sound okay?
You sound good. You sound perfect. You sound breathtaking. What's up, fool? What's up, fool podcast? Live today on Instagram Live and on Facebook Live. What's up, fool podcast? We've been away for a while.
Just a week, though, right?
A week, right?
But then we had a gap before that, 2 weeks. We're back.
Then we shot the other podcast that was all like... Ground control to Major Tom.
On the Uber?
On Uber.
Yeah.
Or Lyft.
Lyft.
No matter what now, even if you take a Lyft, you're going to say Uber now, huh?
Yeah, I think just Uber's a more catchier phrase or word.
Uber
no?
took over.
Yeah.
Uber's like, the band-aid of
yes, like car services. Even if you buy Huggies, you say, Pampers.
It's just Pampers.
I don't say Pampers. I say diapers.
No? You ever see that girl?
But I never use Pampers.
Soggy buck?
Let's not pamper her.
How come it sounds distorted?
Distorted? I don't know.
I have no idea. Maybe
does it sound distorted to you guys?
No.
Nah.
Oh, maybe it's these headphones then. All right. I'll ignore it.
How you been, dog? Where you been, dog? What you been working on, dog? This week?
I've been everywhere, bro.
Oh.
I was in D.C.
Oh, that's right.
I went to Washington, D.C. with Johnny the Rock.
Johnny Handsome?
That fool ready, bro.
Yeah, he brought his little jacket on Tuesday.
Yeah, man.
He's like, how do I look, guys? You look good, dog. Enough.
You didn't wear it out,
eh? Oh, dude. He was out there shining, dog.
Yeah, man. We went to I was doing a show in D.C.
Uh-huh.
And first of all, I got to give a shout out to Gina Brion and Swahini or Houdini. It was a magician, bro. Hip-hop-ini. I don't know. Who's a hip-hop magician?
His name was Smoothini.
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 Can I hear your headphones?
And he was a performer on the show, too?
Yeah, man. He was good. He knows.
Yeah?
Hell yeah, man.
What was a cool ass thing?
He was making like Jordans disappear.
Shut up, fool. Really, dog?
Yeah.
Like from people's feet in the audience? Fool,
that fool lit some Jordans on fire and pigeons came out.
You're lying.
Fool, started
like that?
Shitting on everybody. Nah, I wish he did that.
Oh, fool.
Nah, man, he was a good magician. You know, he had those strings or that I don't know, the string joke. I can use these?
We can use them. I just wanted to see.
I just wanted to see if the static was just these headphones of yours.
Shout out to Lisa Esparza over here doing technical work, putting the cameras together, doing everything over here.
There's a delay on the Facebook.
We have no wheels of steel, but we're going to still cut the wheels of steel. We got Rodrigo Torres right here, man, looking good. Got the bob. Ouch. Almost killed my toe right here.
Why is your toe way over here?
Podcast could have been over.
Your toe is way over here.
Somebody took a mic to the head.
Oh, this one. Like fucking
what's like, up, fool, man?
Dick,
right?
Why so
right here looking all cute right here,
this
man?
This one said cute, dog. He got, the first time he called me cute.
He got the little Bob's Big Boy little haircut to the side.
Wait till I get a cheeseburger, dog.
Already, man. Do it, man. Do it.
How's it like this?
You know, even though Bob's Big Boy been around for a long time, I don't think I've been in there more than twice.
I think I've only been in twice. With Bobby Bites over there, the one in Burbank?
Yes.
And where else? And then one time with the rest of the...
Oh, no.
No?
I used to go to the Bob's Big Boy on Wilshire.
In L.A.? I've never been to that
dude,
one.
Dude, they had an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Really, dog?
Yes. Me and my mom tried to walk out of there without paying, bro. They caught us.
Dude. And what, they had now, everything or steaks? Or
man,
what kind of like a buffet?
The Bob's Big Boy all-you-can-eat breakfast on Wilshire Boulevard. Right there on Wilshire and by Wilshire and Highland area. And it was like by a car lot. I went there with my mom.
You're
and
with me, I think.
With you.
Really?
That's right.
Oh.
I went with Lisa. And it was good, bro. They had like cinnamon rolls, waffles,
yeah,
chicken.
Before we were vegan,
bro. They had everything, man. Everything.
They still have that shit now?
I think they still do. Oh. If Bob Baseball was still around at that area, it's still around. And
damn, I never knew that.
Lisa and I were tearing it up. And we saw this... this crazy ghetto-ass family, bro, get caught, bro.
Sucks, dude.
And they were caught. They were trying to walk out all fat, bro.
All full, huh?
Imagine, dog.
Swollen ass.
Imagine trying to walk out of a buffet without paying. You try to run, but you're full, dog.
Oh,
And now you're going to get locked up, bro. You know how long it's going to take, bro, for you to get processed and then get near a bathroom and take a mean shit? It'll take forever.
Imagine shitting your pants in the holding cell. Dude, if they were trying to catch me, I'd just puke on them, dog. Fuck it.
The puke defense?
Dude, gross. Somebody puked on me, I would just like, dude, I would quit, or I just go, dude, I'm going home.
I was just shit on myself, bro. I think I'm crazy.
Like the Eddie Murphy thing where they put the necklace up there?
Which one?
Where his defense, if he was in a dark alley, he would just put his gold chain under his nose, right? And he'd go, and it was like a cross, like dangling from his nose. Remember that? It was, no? His joke, no?
No.
I swear, I was like, man, and I hate like this, and I'm an Eddie Murphy super fan.
Me too.
You didn't know that joke?
No.
Yeah. He was like talking old school, like if he didn't want to fight. if he didn't want to fight.
So then Charlie Murphy.
Especially if you pulled it up and it's there, I was like, oh, I never knew.
He didn't want to fight, and so his defense was he would wear a gold chain. I don't know which one. I never listened to him on CDs. I watched him on TV. So I don't know. But he put the gold chain under his nose, and it had a cross, and he acted like it was snot, like, and they would stay away from him. Yeah, you remember that?
Holy snot!
All right, I'll find a joke later.
I don't remember, but
why don't you tell everybody what we're doing here? Because some people are asking why we have mics and all that, because not all these people listen to podcasts. So,
all right, everybody who's listening out there on Instagram Live and Facebook Live, okay, every week for the last 4 years... We've had a podcast. I keep telling you guys, it's called a What's Up Fool podcast.
Oh, there's a new shirt.
And Rodrigo and I, we go and we talk about our daily events. We talk about what happened to us in the past 2 weeks. Sometimes we talk about political stuff, not too much. And then we put it out on iTunes. And then along came Jones.
It's a podcast weekly.
It's a weekly podcast.
Every Friday.
We're on the top 200. We're like 170 on iTunes. So if you want to listen up. If not, share it with your friends. 400 people who share this podcast. If you see me walking down the street, I'm going to give you a free CD, a drop card, okay?
That's awesome.
I do, bro.
He does. Like, he gives them out.
Now when I reckon, if people, if I see someone at the airport and they say, "What's up, fool?" You're the winner of my new drop card.
Hell yeah.
And I give them my whole album, bro. I tell them, listen, that's the webpage. It's going to ask for a password. Enter the password, freeze, album.
It drops into your computer, whatever. But the other cool thing about that is you get like that backstage pass thing. You get a little lanyard, fool, trying to sneak in a show, dog. Get your ass out of here.
Yeah, man. You know people try to do that.
Hell yeah, dude.
I think everybody tries to sneak in somewhere, huh?
Yeah, but not everybody gets through. I like sneaking in places. Where did I sneak in last time?
Your girlfriend's not down for it, huh?
Hell no, dude. But we're going to go watch a Deftones in the front row.
No, but me, when I'm already in there, I go to the front.
That's what I'm saying.
If I buy a ticket in the back, oh, you're going to see me backstage getting a slice of cake, bro.
I want to touch that fool. I want to give him a high five, dude.
But if you're two people, you are probably going to get caught, though. She probably knows that you might have no problem sneaking in, but if with two people,
you got to be like limber and like you got to just go with the flow. And
shit, I'm going to go get a soda. Then you're going to see me on Facebook live in the back.
Catch her all stiff and shit.
Getting caught taking 7-Elevens in my bag. That would happen with me, man. Like I know if I be backstage, I'll do something to get kicked out, eh?
I just stay quiet, just like every like I do always, dog. Hey, would you like a beer, bro? Yeah, man.
Who are you here with? I'm here with Ezo, Nate. The fuck out of here. Give me that pass. Dude. I'm going to get her somebody else.
Dude, one of the coolest times, though.
You know what's crazy, man? When you sneak in a bunch of homies with one pass and you keep doing the pass, sooner or later, whoever you brought in with that one pass, it's going to fuck up and someone's going to ask, let me see all your passes.
That's what I'm saying, dude. You can't be going on with the whole entourage back there. Solo or a couple people, dog. That's it. And they have to know the game, dog.
Like me, man, I'm good at sneaking into cheap carnivals, bro. Like, I just fucking knocked out one of my teeth and stay at work there, eh?
Pinche feria.
Hey, when you were a little kid, though, man, did you ever think that, hey, I wish I had that job, eh? Working at a carnival?
I said, nah, fool, because I think carnies look ugly, dog. They're like a bunch of, it looked like, dude, I don't know.
Carnival workers, bro, are mules that turn into humans, eh?
Dude, they're missing teeth, dude. Dirty-ass Canada shoes, dude. they're just raggedy, dude. And they, you know, they're like, look, they do meth and shit. You know, they do drugs.
You know, it's funny, man, how we put our lives, bro, on these carnival workers, and we trust them, knowing damn well that if we would have seen this guy doing something else, we'd be like, nah, dog.
Yeah, dude.
Like, if that carnival worker was doing something else, like working at McDonald's with that face, I'd be like, yeah, dog, you just started here. You were mopping yesterday, right? You were cleaning windows, right, yesterday?
Washing out the dumpster. But you see the car. They call them carnies, fool. And they look like those people that are right there on the side of the freeway, dude, asking for money, dude.
But that's the life, right?
Yeah, dude, for sure, dude.
There you go.
You blew up the town.
My wife's best friend got pregnant by a carnival guy. Who am I with, eh? No wonder that one time, man, the
16?
The ride broke down, man. At least I fixed it, eh?
How old was this carny, man? 40?
He was chilling, bro. Like, he was chilling, bro, on the merry-go-round, like fucking Joe Dirt.
I was just gonna say, if you there's a comedian, don't have to name his name or what, he's still doing comedy, but back in the Casa Latina days, he straight looked like a carny, dog. They called him a tow truck driver, dog. You know, just greasy, like dirting the fingernails, dog.
You know, if they call you carny, like that's your nickname, you know, because you look like somebody that was at a carnival, and you try to be an actor. I'm telling you, bro, if there's ever a movie role where they need a guy to work at a carnival, they're gonna call your ass.
But Ron Howard's brother, dog.
You cannot hide the carny face.
Nah,
bro.
Dude, Ron Howard's brother.
You
dog.
Try to hide. I don't care, man. If you try to make up new words like yo, 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 or try to come, you know, like carny looking people always come up with their own slangs. to get away from the slang, from the carny look.
They have their own little thing, dog.
They start making them. Yo, 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 what's up? Yeah, in the heezy.
Hey, but you could put a suit on those fools and they'll still look like a carny.
I know, man.
Dude, who else looks like a carny dog?
Paisas, bro.
Pero
some paisas, bro, like I'm not saying like some paisas like who are mechanics, like they were like their dad was a mechanic, his son's a mechanic, his fucking little daughter, she knows how to fucking change oils. They all, dude, they could take 10 showers, bro. Their hands still look like they've been fucking digging oil, bro.
Yeah, yeah. They'll look like that forever. Their hands will be like that forever, dude.
And what my dad would always tell me, cabrón, no seas burro, güey. Don't be an idiot. You know, learn something. You know, learn a trade. Find a job that at the end of the night, when you punch out and you go home, you don't have to wash your hands. So I became a thief.
This fool. That's bottom of the barrel mechanics, though. Because then you got those fools that are all union and they work at the studio like homeboy. I forgot his name. Like Louis fucking G.
Fool, my dad used to come home socio, bro. How about your dad?
Depending on what he was doing.
When he was working construction, bro. When he was in the tunnel.
Well, dude, doing drywall or something like that. Then come back all hardcore dusty, dog. You know what I mean? Depending on what it was. And then wood, you know? It's like shavings and stuff.
I didn't know what hard work was, bro. So I got some hoe pregnant now. So I started working at UPS. Not even UPS, but we were working the cheaper UPS. I was working Rapid Package Service, so RPS.
They would contract those fools out for UPS?
No, RPS was for people who couldn't afford UPS.
It was a competitive service.
It's called Rapid Package Service. And they have the same trucks. The same uniforms, they said RPS is orange and blue.
Wow, I never even heard of RPS. Fool.
They used to be over there on Bandini.
Doesn't exist anymore.
Bandini in Washington, bro.
So it's a poor man's UPS.
Poor man UPS, bro. So I was working 4 hours a day unloading these trucks, dog. I mean,
by hand or with pallets or with what?
Hand, dog.
Damn.
And nothing weighed more than 75 pounds. And I was young. And I was, man.
How old? 19 or what?
21. God. 21, 22, or 23. I don't know. But I was.
Chavalito, dog.
But I was unloading shit, man. And then I didn't know what was going on. They gave me like a 15-minute break. And I sneezed, bro. Listen, man.
Oh, this black shit came out.
I don't want to be racist. Have you ever seen that Little Rascal episode?
Yeah, fool.
When little Buckwheat goes like that, I erase this shit. Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, dude, I fucking sneezed on a napkin. It was like I snorted black tar heroin, bro.
Yeah, it's because, dude, All the shit coming in from the diesel, you guys are on in the warehouse. It's nowhere to ventilate, and that's all going. You're breathing that shit, dog.
Fool, I kept thinking about my dad coming home all sucio, brother. Fuck that, eh? This ain't for me, dog.
How long did you do it for?
Another month. No, not even that, dude. Not even that, dude. I got my paycheck, bro, and then I got another paycheck. I started saving up, and one day I just walked out of there, dude.
That was that. You couldn't take it anymore. You're gone.
Yeah, not only that, you know, if anybody's listening, if you worked at UPS or you worked at RPS or even FedEx, bro, you get fed up. Anyway, so you're there, dude, and these supervisors, they're like, you're like loading shit, right? I'm unloading, right? But they have like drill sergeants who are walking around going, come on, let's go.
Just keep
they're
it
banging
going.
The truck, bro. They're banging the truck. Telling you to hurry up. You want to fuck this fool up, bro. You want to shove a package up his ass.
Oh, fast paced.
And then, bro,
making money, dog.
You know how they get everybody all happy?
How?
They buy everyone pizza at the end of the week, bro. And then they forget about all that work they were doing. I was selling my soul for pizzas, bro.
Yeah, dude, but in the end, you forget about that.
I know,
and how much you like pizza. And they're like, think about how much a mind fuck that is just to fucking pump money out of that motherfucker and get, like, you know, labor out of you cheap.
We celebrate. There was a time when I was working there, and we celebrated because we had like I don't know how many days of safety. Like, nobody got hurt. Not a truck driver fell off. No one got arrested. Nobody lost a foot. Nobody shitted. Nobody had diarrhea. And you know how we celebrated?
How?
More pizza.
Damn, dude.
More pizza, bro, and 2 liter bottles.
Yeah, because pizza's a treat, dog.
I mean, think about it. How much is 250 days of safety, bro, when everybody showed up to work.
Dude, that's... That means
how much money was made?
Yeah, they didn't stop their money flow, dog.
You know what we got, dog?
What?
Pizzas.
And what kind? Dude, just pepperoni or you guys got the works?
Well, it was Pizza Hut, bro.
With that butter crust?
Damn. Yeah. And then, like, and there was dirty ass hands grabbing it, dude.
Touching the other
side. Because we were all working, right? I was like, I looked like a coal miner, dude.
That's what I was thinking.
My back was hurting, dude.
You didn't have a back brace or nothing?
I had nothing, man. I was like a perro out there, bro. I was a dirty sucio, bro. For 4 hours, bro. I'm glad. Imagine that job was 8, I'll die.
You just get used to it, fool.
But the real soldiers, bro, are the ones who stick it out.
Yeah, dude.
Like, there was some dudes, bro, and I hate to say this, man, but shorter fools work harder than taller fools, dog.
They're built for that shit.
Like, dude. I know little fools that could carry a fucking ice tray, a fucking refrigerator, bro. Me, I'm not going to pick that shit up, bro, unless somebody shows up and goes holds the other side, dog.
Because little fools don't have to bend over. Just go over there and grab it, dog.
Bro, I seen little fools, bro, like, I don't know how they tie up a refrigerator in their back, and they carry it like it's a backpack to the truck, dog.
But there's a little thing that you put on a strap, right, that you just grab it, pick it up, and take off, dude.
I love that with that shit, dog.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck that, eh?
I think
that's why I tell jokes, and I thank my higher power, bro, for this talent, whatever,
the
dude.
Higher power.
Somebody out there watching me, dog. The fans, thank you very much.
How's it going?
But you fucking fell off a ladder, dog. You know what's it like?
Yeah, dude. Been doing hard work since I was a kid, dude. The easiest job I had was working at a record store.
Did your dad take you to go work, though? Okay, some dads.
I wasn't even allowed
some
to work.
Some dads, dog, take you out to go work.
My fool took me out to go pick up nails, dog.
I saw you start construction. I'm picking up nails.
He's like, yeah, but he would never let. He would like get the shit, get it ready, give me the tools, go for it. He would just call me a gopher. Go for this, go for that, dog, and get everything prepared for him. But I couldn't do shit, dog. He didn't want me to fuck it up. And the first time I started painting, fucking up, just like you're not supposed to paint like that. Just getting cussed out, dog. And it's true though. You have to know what you're doing, dog. Now it's gonna look like shit, dude.
You know the best way to get away from working with your dad ever again. The first day, just pee on the way there, dude. Pee on yourself.
I joined sports, dude. That was a bad idea, dog. I should have just went to work with him, dog.
My dad never invited us to go work.
No, fool?
Never. Never. Like, if he went to go do something, he never took us, bro, because he was cheating, I guess. He never took us ever anywhere. Like, he didn't teach us how to unscrew no tire. But I would just watch him, bro, like. You're bored watching somebody, dude.
Yeah, you got to teach them, though, man.
My dad was, like, checking all the sports club sparks plugs out of the truck
with the wires and everything.
And then take it out the bottom of the spark plug where the spark plug goes.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is.
No, that spark plug goes into the engine. You take it out and it's connected to the wires.
And they were taking that shit out and replacing it.
Yeah,
and he was doing that shit in the rain, bro.
Under the hood, though, right?
Under the hood. Yeah,
with like a tarp or something.
Yeah. The light, you know, the water wasn't even hitting him.
Your mom was helping him.
Hell no!
Oh, I thought she was holding the light.
For watching TV, dog. I was watching Gilligan's Island, checking out Marianne's big thighs, bro. Dude. Having dreams of Jeannie or Barbara, whatever it was.
But the hell shittiest job I had is pest control, dude.
But then I was out there, right?
But you kept that one so long.
I can leave whenever I want. That's it, the convenience of
you. You mean like the dirtiest job?
Yeah.
The
toughest. Bro, don't leave.
Dude, we were cleaning attics with rat shit, pigeon shit, like dead shit, dude. Like just fucked up shit, dude. Like it just, dude, like, but we would do it with masks and gloves, dude. But it's horrible, dog. Like 110 degree heat. Inside it's like 140, dog, sweating bullets. And then one idiot's over there walking like on top of the drywall and falls through. And like, oh my, hey, I fucking know I fell through.
Dude, so my crazy, dad, dog. My dad's out there, right? Changing the spark plugs.
Sorry to interrupt, dog.
That's all right. I like your tours too.
Go for it, dude.
But he was out there right in the fucking rain, bro.
We're talking thunder rain.
Thunder, dog. He was I don't know why he's out there, dude. In the rain. So my mom goes, are you little papa?
I know, dog.
I want you to get his island, Corona.
He didn't even want your help.
He didn't want my help. What am I going to do, eh? Hold the hood? Somebody hood? Hold the light? It's connected?
I think that whole thing was a struggle between your mom and your dad. He didn't want you guys to be out there, and she wanted you guys to be out there.
We didn't
want to
be out there.
And you didn't want to be out there. But it was something between them that you guys never
were pawns. We already passed the age of wanting to be out there or being forced to go out there. So if I was 10, I'd be out there, you know. I could have been in the car at least watching or being nearby, but nah. So by the time I was 12 or 13, ¿pa qué? I'm already jerking off, eh?
Ya tiene pelos.
I mean, once you masturbate, bro, there's no more hanging out with daddy. There's no more, you know, giving your mom a hug, eh? You know what I mean? You don't want to hug your mom no more once you realize what you can do by yourself.
I don't know, man. Sometimes those people that have two personalities, they're all scandalous, but then around their parents, they're all like perfect, fool. Like, I think
that's everybody. You have a different personality between work and home.
I talk
and
to my
that.
Parents how I talk to, like, everybody. Like, yeah. People trip out, like, and I know people.
No matter song, cabrón.
Yeah, I know women that are in their 40s and they don't know, their parents still don't know they have tattoos or a tramp stamp. Yeah. That's weird to me.
Yeah, that's weird to me.
I work with comedians who don't even know. They're afraid to do the bit in front of their mom because they don't want to know.
That's weird to me, dude.
Pussy-ass comedians.
I mean, I was like, dude, like, I wanted to get good.
Oh, I can't do that joke with my ladies here. Eh? No, she don't like now, fuck that. Dude. Once you date a comedian, you're open game, eh?
Yeah, man. I don't get – that's weird to me.
You got to sign a release for him. Listen, man.
And that's you really weird to me.
You may be made fun of.
Yeah, man. But yeah, dude. And what were you doing after that? Do you do sports, fool? Well, high school or no, or what?
They took me out to soccer, man. I realized that's a lot of running, bro. I gave up, eh?
I never even tried it, dog.
He swam, though. You were on the swim team.
I was on the swimming team, bro.
Yeah, fool?
You were out there like 5 in the morning.
Man, I was like a soldier.
Hey, did you have those trench coats that they give the swimmers?
Nah, you have to pay for that stuff, dog. They don't just give it to everybody, eh?
Give it back at the end of the season?
Yeah, they did, man, but they were old, bro. If you see them, man, that should have cut you, bro.
Yeah.
It was cherry skin, but it was all thorns now.
Because you guys, like, swim, it happens when it's raining, dude. So you guys got to go compete in the rain sometimes. And then it's water, so it doesn't matter. I knew a couple swimmers.
I joined a swimming class by accident.
What happened?
Because you have to swim in the rain?
Yeah, they compete
dangerous
in the rain.
That's dangerous in case there's lightning. You could die.
But don't they have light? The coaches told us this all. You see that big old rod over there? That's a lightning rod. So when the lightning hits, it hits over there so it doesn't kill us.
Well, that's ideal, but that's not guaranteed.
Well, they did it anyways.
Man, you were more, your chances of dying were more greater if you were walking through Hollenbeck Park at that early in the morning and Third Street Gang was out there.
That lightning was not going to get you. So how'd you get into that shit, fool? I don't bet you.
I was like a 70 credit short, man, to graduate.
Oh, for extra credit?
A bunch of credits, dude. A bunch. I don't know. I needed a lot of shit to get through the 11th grade, I guess.
Uh huh.
So the guy that I guess your counselor.
Yeah.
Well, you could take He goes, I see you're taking swimming for sixth period. You know, you can also take it for your X period. So I could take an X period and join a swimming team.
And that's a class before school starts?
So I had a class from 7 or 6 to 7:30, a class before the first class.
Okay, yeah.
And so I would show up every day. Like, dude, I would walk early, like 6:30 in the morning, to get to Roosevelt High School at 7. And I'll see Mr. Florian, some fool that wore shorts all the time, bro, old-ass football hanging out.
No matter what.
No matter what, dude. His license plate was H2O Polo.
Shut up, dog.
Old, big old fat white boy looking like Brutus the Beefcake, bro, with nothing but beef.
Right there in Roosevelt, dog?
Yeah.
God damn, dude.
Roosevelt had an Olympic-sized swimming pool. Every day I would show up around 7 o'clock or, 6:45, and I would just swim laps, and the water was heated. There's steam coming out of it. It was dark, fool. There was nobody there. Uh-huh. It was just me and, like, two other swimmers.
Putting in work.
Putting in work, swimming laps every morning. I did that all through the whole semester. I competed in a swimming class, the swimming team. I didn't even win shit. I can't even tell you what I competed in, but I was there. When they gave me my letter, I remember they gave me the letter.
You lettered, fool?
My letter, dog.
God damn. Where's the dick?
Kenny Sporting Goods owes me my R. Because, see, they would give you, well.
They owe him.
They owe me my R, bro.
Like the varsity, dog.
I always wanted to get a jacket with a fool like this.
There's some bad jackets, dog.
Fool, I know, man. So.
I never lettered, dude.
So every day, I would go every day for a whole, from the beginning of the whatever it was, to the end of the school. Then after six period was my swimming class. So I would just win more laps. But then after swimming class, I would stay for the swimming team. So I was swimming 3 hours a day for a whole semester. Cause, you know, I got these broad shoulders, dog.
But when you show me your picture of you in the 11th grade, fool, you're all like fucking thin. You're like one of those fools in those magazines, underwear model, dog.
He's got bail back then.
I was swimming, bro. So we took city champs.
Fool,
we took city champs. I felt like, you know what it felt like, man? It felt like, you know, when everybody get, like, Hannibal Buress explains it, you know, because he got an Emmy for writing.
Uh-huh.
But it felt like that. It felt like I was part of a writing group, you know, of a science project. You were doing a science project.
A team
effort. But there's one guy who's not really doing nothing, but he's putting in stuff.
Yeah, every now and then.
But then the whole group gets an A, and he's there in a photo holding his trophy. That was me, dog. That's funny. But there was a lot of girls. I cannot name one guy on the team, bro, because I was shy.
You just remember the girls, though?
I remember the girls, but I didn't talk to no
there
one.
There you go.
Yeah, man, they were see-through, bro. I don't know why those high school chicks had the high school swimming trunk.
Oh, you can see everything,
the bathing
dog.
Suit for the women. You can see everything, man. Their areola.
Dude, like.
It was see-through. I couldn't believe it. Like, why? And then they wanted me to wear Speedos. Hell no, dog. I was the only one wearing shorts.
I remember a fool would say.
I was Tarzan swimming, bro.
Wait till they come out of the water, bro. Their nipples are going to be hard.
And I don't know whose benefit that was. And I remember I would be at the high school. So my friend was a pervert, dog. And there was Alfonso. They called him the Fonz. And that fool was all into wrestling, dog. This fool will find anywhere to look at anybody. I was changing into my swimming trunks and for sixth period, and he was leaving, bro, to go back to his regular class. And he goes, Felipe, stand right here. Stand right here, bro. Just put your eye like this. And he goes, just go ahead, but don't scream, man.
Get RoboCop.
And I went like this, fool. And that fool could awkward. He could just see one line of skin. That's it. One line of skin. No butt, nothing. Just skin. Like, they were passing by, and you just saw skin.
Get a magazine, dog.
That fool went through like this, dude, like, ruining his eye.
Straining.
He probably wears a monocle now, dude. The way he was straining his eye.
At the planner's peanut, dude.
This guy, Alex Reynoso, said, I got a letter, but I couldn't afford the jacket, so I put it on a shirt.
Oh.
I felt like a badass.
Oh, man. I wish, bro.
You go to people's houses, if you just see the letter, that means, you know, they didn't want a jacket, but yeah, dude.
So my banquet, we had our banquet.
A banquet!
Dude, we took city champ, bro.
Looking triple Indy over here, It makes sense. You got a pool now, dog.
Yeah, so.
He's an amphibian, eh?
I was in the relays, bro. Like, when we were, like, the swim relays.
You're just waiting right there?
Yeah.
They tag you in and just dive in?
I dive in. But the other dude were all fast. So I didn't really have to beat nobody. I just to get there.
Right.
So we get to the other side, tag that fool, and then that other fool would go. And then I was in a race also in backstroke. And I took like third place. There was five of us. But I got points though for being third. And they would
it all counts. They would all, at they the would end
up all
right?
the points. My dad dropped me off at the banquet. It was at Sir George's in Alhambra.
The banquet, dog.
So we had all the team was there. I still can't even name nobody that was on the team, but I know that it was Mr. Florian. He was passing out the letters because we earned our letters. We were city champs. We took a photo, and he mentioned everybody, dog. And I remember that fool saying,
"Good coaches, man."
And that fool, he said, we also have Felipe Esparza, you know. He was here. He competed with us. He was there from the beginning. And whenever we needed that extra point, Felipe was over there, throw it in there.
So it was all, you're included. I was part of the point.
Yeah.
And that's cool, man.
I asked when my dad dropped me off, I was at Sir George's, and my dad saw a lot of people, right? And he goes, I asked my dad, you want to come in? No, come on. I guess who's shyer now, eh?
It's because, dude.
He didn't want to come, bro. That fool could have been eating roast beef.
Oh, man.
The food they had.
De la perdiste.
Our banquet, dude. It was like, fool. I ate so much, bro. I didn't swim next year, bro. I was like eating like a poor guy on a pirate ship, bro, who invaded the Spanish Armada. Imagine being hungry, like, on the boat now, frontier, bro. You haven't eaten shit.
Fool,
it's you never smell good food.
The first time you eat good ass food, you're not gonna stop eating. Fool. It, first time I eat meatloaf, I ate this fam. I almost ate all the meatloaf. Man, it's gone.
Fool, I was like, you guys don't got I saw everybody eating. Like everybody was eating. Like everybody eating, bro.
Oh, just like
I had a bowl, dog, just full of strawberry mousse. I didn't know what it was.
It was good. Chocolate mousse.
It was
mine,
so
dog,
good.
Dog.
They have both flavors, man. I'm in a little Neapolitan, bro.
Half and half,
dude.
Dog.
They were looking at me like, I know he ain't coming back next year.
Oh my god, fool. Dude. Okay, banquet.
We were in a swimming team, I guess, to keep our. And I don't know why they did this, but everybody had like a little sugar bear full of honey.
Well, it's because that way your sugar doesn't drop, right? Or when it drops, you can lick on it and bam.
Never going to drop, dude. I got sugar reserves. I got five Twinkies in here, bro, and there's two Suzy Q's that I haven't digested, bro.
You're killing me, dude.
So the back was badass. You know, I don't remember anybody, right? Dude, I just remember this. One of the guys on the swimming team, he was like this dude. She was like in shape, fool. Like submarine motherfucker, bro. Curly hair, Latino, bro. Could be Hawaiian. Thought he was badass. And I don't know what was going on the sides, you know. This was on a swimming team. He was like messing with some dude I knew, right? He was from the hood, too. He was messing with him, right? I guess taking him to a deep end, but he couldn't swim, but just messing with him.
All fucking with his ass.
And plus, he was talking to the girl that he was talking to. Dude.
Being a punk.
Fool. That fool told me, and he told me, hey, man, I want you to come with me. For what? He goes, just in case. These motherfuckers try to jump me, man. Who's going to jump you, man? Everybody's cool.
Uh-huh.
So that fool, he was walking out of the gym with his tall teeth. He was all bad, bro. Like, you know, like a typical guy, like that douchebag from Karate Kid, Valley Girl, any other douchebag you've seen in
like
the movie.
Bill Murray and Kingpin.
Yeah. It was more hairy. So he's walking off suave, bro, que la chingada. You know, walking with two chicks, boy, probably practically seen naked already under the water in that bathing suit. Walking like they're all bad, you know.
He had it all,
dude. Then he walked up and he shoved my friend like that. Like that, right? Fool.
Dick move.
That fool did the cheap shot of death. Knocked him out. And that fool started sizzling like a fish out of the water, bro. Like,
going into a seizure? Or the guy he punched?
The guy he punched. Oh, wow. My friend knocked that fool out, like, and he started shaking, like, and then all the girls started crying, and they were yelling out his name. Oh, my God, what'd you just do? Oh, my God, oh, my God. Fool, I told that fool, man, you need to get out of here. So my fool jumped this big-ass gate from the swimming pool and took off. And that fool pressed charges, of course.
It's all that rage from the whole year, dog. That fool.
You're holding it in, dog.
You gotta let it out, dog.
Luckily, nobody called me to testify, bro. Because
they probably found out.
He got kicked out of the school, though.
Oh, really? Expelled for it?
I never saw him again.
Damn, dude. But it was a hit of death right there, though.
Dude, man, it was like
perfect.
I don't know, man. It was like you didn't even hear it, dude.
It connected. He
fell, man, and he started shaking like a fish.
Dude, that's what.
And that was like That was the first one, man. You got knocked the fuck out. You were like, you were from being in a swimming team, bro, to being a guppy.
King Crawdad, Dad.
And that guy was in a swimming team. Like, I remember he was in a banquet, bro, but I don't remember his name or nothing, dude. Nobody went out of the way to be my friend, I guess.
Hey, but after he got knocked out, was he like, at least did he humble himself after, or he's still a dick?
Well, I never saw that fool again either.
You got to leave town if you get knocked out like that, dog.
I mean,
he had brain damage or something.
I don't know, man. Happened? But he
probably went into shock.
But man, that dude was shorter, dude. Whew. I'm telling you, bro. Little dirty ass fools, bro. Getting back to little dudes, man. Little dudes are strong.
Dude, you
got the anger, bro.
Dude, they have their dude. They're all just solid, dude.
That's why I never really mess with nobody, dude, like that. Dude. Unless they deserve it.
Dude, fools will surprise your ass sometimes, dog. When I was working at Kmart doing loss prevention, I stopped a little cholo right there in North Hollywood. Dude, I took my eyes off him for 1 second. That fool clipped me, dog. Good fool. But if I didn't step back, he would have knocked me out, dog. And then dashed through the parking lot. Gone, dude.
What was he stealing?
DVDs.
DVDs?
Yeah, dog. He had like four of them, dog. He's all, what? No. And then I'm all, hang on real quick. Bap. I was going to grab him by the arm, but dude, strong fool. Got me good, dog.
What movie were they?
I don't know what he was stealing. I think one of them was Casino, and I don't remember
that's
the other
steel
one.
Steal-worthy.
Yeah, but he took them. He didn't drop them or nothing.
He took Clerks. He left Clerks behind.
Oh, that's my man.
And then I went back, dude. I went back stunned, dog. But I was just happy I didn't hit the floor. And then I told the manager, you met that Indian fool. Native American. I'm all, dude, he got me. He's like, yeah, I seen the video, man. It happens. So, you know, just be careful, dude.
I clicked like.
This ain't Hollywood, dude. This is North Hollywood.
You know what sucks, man? To get punched in the face and then you bite your lip a little bit when you get punched. But then you remember you brought hot-ass menudo for lunch, eh?
But it's weird. It's one of those hits. I didn't get bruised or nothing. It was like perfect, dude. But I was like, I can understand, man.
It's one of those punches, bro, that came with a card.
But it was
thank
like,
you, come again.
It was like, you know when you have like a little crick in your neck? Dude, after that, my neck was perfect, dog. So I need it, dog. I need a chiropractor, dog. I needed a little shoplifter. Fool. He got me good, though, dog. And then the next guy, I caught that fool stealing DVDs. I grabbed that fool and just hopped on that fool and smashed his ass. Dude, they kept on playing the video, dog. It was
where's the video, Eddie?
Oh, right there in North Hollywood, dude. Because when I left that job, I took everything. I took my whole file. I just was gone, dog.
You took your file.
Everything.
There was, you jumped on him?
Like I was,
he's
I
Jason Bourne. He just cleared
to take off. I tripped him, fool, and I just put all my weight on his ass. I sandwiched his ass, fool. Dude. He couldn't go anywhere. He's all, oh, you got me. You got me. You got me.
One time, Alfred Robles, he was working at the Old Navy. I don't know where, Alhambra somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And,
that's what got me the job.
He was security guard there. And I was watching him work. Like, he was loss prevention. And then he pointed at this Asian lady. Watch, check out that China right there, right? That bitch been stealing for 6 months. She goes,
what's he been waiting for?
So,
because you can't get, there's certain steps because you can't get them. She
been stealing for 6 months. She think nobody knows. I caught her two times already today, putting money in. She was put hiding money.
Oh, doing the quick change right there.
She was working there.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was working there as a security guard.
Oh, I thought you meant she was a customer. Yeah, dude.
And you got to watch for that, too. Like, if you look at all the registers, they have cameras on them.
So loss prevention looks at the employees,
too. Oh, yeah,
too.
All that stuff. And then you go over there and you talk to the jewelry girl, ask her what's going on. And then you got other people that give you information. So, like, they have a snack bar at Kmart? And they give you, like, free sodas, uh-huh, free hot dogs.
But you was on the cover, man. Like, Seth Rogen.
I'll be, like, talking to her and going like this. Hey, here's a ticket for that info. You know what? Here's another one, dude. Hey, that girl over there, she's stealing shoes, dog. Really, dog? Fuck that. You got two sodas, and you're going to get popcorns. All happy. Well, I had to work them, dog.
It's funny.
I was like Mueller, dog.
That's funny. That was your bribe money.
Yeah, dude.
The fool had confidence.
And then that fool was surprised.
They love writing people out, though, on the cover.
Because after I got socked, I didn't want to stop people no more. I'm like, let's do internal investigations.
I'm going to work from the inside.
Kill a private eye.
Yeah, so it's all.
Fucking sleuth.
Look at Sherlock Holmes. He's all, you know a lot about what's going on, but why aren't you getting stops? I'm working on it, eh? So I was like, dude. And then that's the same time they pulled a gun on me over there. I was like, dude, fuck this, dude.
If you get into a fight with somebody and they beat your ass, are they going to pay the medical?
Yeah, well, through the insurance, of course. But what if you lose teeth and stuff?
But what if you beat the fuck out of somebody later on? They weren't stealing, but they were still violent.
That's called a bad stop, dude. And they can sue you, dog. And every minute that you're outside, that's a G, dog. That's $1,000.
What do you mean $1,000 for who?
If you have a bad stop and they don't have any money on you, like if they get a good attorney that knows about that and defends those cases,
and they don't have anything on them,
no. Every minute you're outside, that's $1,000.
You mean in the lawsuit?
Yeah, that they're going to get from Kmart. And also, if you put them in handcuffs and they don't have anything, it can get crazy.
You ever stop somebody who didn't have anything?
No. Hell no. I was always honest, dude. I was like, I ain't gonna, cause you can go to jail for like that, dude, or fire, dude.
Me, I could catch fools still. I know who's shoplifting. Like if I stand sitting down, I know who's gonna shoplift.
Oh, dude, you can tell, dude. Like, and it's funny.
They come in groups.
That or the stereotypes: a girl with the baby stroller, big bags. Dude, one time we caught this dude that was obviously like he's all fucked up on something, dude. That dude came in stealing pans, knives, and like, dude, like I saved that the dude, my manager, from getting stabbed by that fool. And they try to act like cops, fool. Thanks, Torres.
Did you ever see Observe and Report?
I watched it a couple times, but I haven't watched the whole thing.
It's hilarious.
Observe and Report is the best.
That's what
movie.
We watched some scenes and they were hilarious, but I haven't seen the whole thing.
Just pull a fucking security guard like you are. But then one day he gets pissed off and he goes home. He dressed undercover, bro.
He snaps, right?
No, he puts on like regular clothes and now he's undercover there, bro.
Oh, and busting those people.
And he catches nobody, bro.
Yeah, but I was going to tell you that when I was working in East LA in commerce with those dudes that were like, you know, ex-gangsters and they're kind of crooked. Those dudes were like cleaning that place out, but those dudes would do a bunch of bad stops. But they'll plant shit on you, or like if you didn't steal that, they'll put more stuff on you. They'll beat those dudes up.
And these are just security guards.
No, loss prevention dudes.
I mean, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
they're not police officers. So imagine what police officers.
And then like they would beat them up, dude. Like one dude was saying he was from a gang, and those fools were that's your long way from your neighborhood, homeboy. Crack, dude. And he's all kick him, dog. I was like, what? I don't want to kick that fool.
But they were shoplifting?
Yeah, dude. But they were like, dude, but beating them up.
You
got to
let them go?
Nah, dude. Turn them over to the cops. Because after $50, the Kmart policy was then you call the cops. $50 is just a civil demand notice. You know, you'll have to pay $50 right now. But in the end, through a court fee, or you'll get sued by Kmart and you owe them $500 for that shit. So it's kind of, they're busting a jack move too. You know, they're just making money.
So they're coming up with whatever they stole. Plus a lawsuit. Oh. Well, they can't. It's a win-win, basically.
Oh, yeah.
They either walk out with merchandise.
Oh, yeah.
Or they walk out with a lawsuit and a settlement.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
And then that one
How did that all happen? Just the laws kept changing over time?
It slowly evolved into that.
And tort, no reform.
Shoplifting gets more, too.
Oh, dude. This dude stopped it. He's like, man, Rigo is my first case, bro. And this big old, this mean-ass marrana, bro. And she's all talking about, I know that's a bad stop. I work at Target. And she confused me, dog. And she got away, bro. Like, and people like that will sue you. Like, you know, you got professional everything out there, dude. People, if you don't care about suing people, you just do that shit.
Well, there are professional, they're handicapped. They're disabled. But they will make a point, like what happened to our friend Antonio. They'll make a point to go to different restaurants and other establishment shops and find faults with their disabilities accommodations. Like, oh, they have handicapped parking, but they don't have the extra, the hatched off.
Right.
That's for the ramp.
Code or state right. or local.
Right. It's
it is.
For the ramp for the van, if you have an accessible van. So they don't have that. Oh, that's a ding. I'm going to start a lawsuit. Oh, they don't have a handicapped bathroom that can accommodate my wheelchair. But it's like a small mom and pop restaurant.
Right.
You know, they don't have a ramp. They don't
but
have
they,
this.
But they go, the attorney.
But they know.
Sues them. You know what? If you don't want to go to court, just
settlement.
Pass $10,000.
That's what it is, yeah.
But there's
they
a
make
case,
a lot of money just like that.
There's a case like that in Riverside right now. This lawyer is probably going to get disbarred, but him and his wife were going to just Latino shops, not to Supercuts, not to other – shaking them down, saying – because a woman's haircut, there's a law in, that this should be the same. But there's no way it's going to be the same because a woman's hair is longer and a guy's hair is shorter. Him and his wife, they hit like 30 Latino places, dude, with like – dude, we're going to sue you for $40,000 if you don't want to settle. Dude, the DA is prosecuting this fool now. So like that.
What were they getting a barbershop for?
Well, they were going to salons. Like
they were charging women more?
Yeah, they're saying they should charge the same, but there's no way you can charge the same because a woman's hair is obviously longer, or even if it's shorter, a bob, whatever it is, a man's haircut usually because they can't state the price up there. So they're getting them on that. But the lady where I get my haircut was, she was all going, I was saying, you know what? I'm busy today. You can come back tomorrow. Or saying, you know what? We're all booked up today and shaking them off. Because she got another salon hit her up and told her to do that. And they started hiring attorneys. And it was a big old shakedown for this fool. This dude was supposedly practicing immigration law. And he was shaking down all these Latino businesses. But now him and his lady are going to go to jail, dude.
Get them permanent.
Yeah, man. Wow. So it's scandalous, though. But well, that's like, dude, especially in this state in California. Whoo!
At least I caught this lady walking around the house, but with two big old bags, trying to steal mailboxes.
She wasn't around the house. She was down our street. But then she
stealing
was like,
mail?
Well, we don't know. She had four tote bags across her body.
It's weird.
She got picked up in a minivan.
Yeah, she like she saw me come back around because I saw her and I was like, what's this woman doing here? She's
in
just wandering,
hood.
Wandering on our street. People don't really wander around here.
Either live here.
Yeah. Then she stood on the corner, and I pulled away. I went all the way up the street to the main drag out there, and she was still standing there, just staring. So I circled back and came back to my house just to see what was going on. Did she walk back to my house or what? Because she saw me leave. And then when I came back, she was sitting on the curb texting somebody. And then, like 2 minutes later, a van pulled up and picked her up at the corner. So, like, that was her getaway van, right? Like, there was an empty seat in the passenger seat. Somebody was in the back. Somebody was driving. And she had four empty bags. She was either stealing mail or packages, I think. But
that, and see, and that sucks. Yeah. And you know what? We live in a society.
Stealing my Amazon. They know there's Amazon deliveries. Dude. Constantly now.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy in the society that we live in? You can have that little porch camera, but nobody really talks to each other anymore, dog. Yeah. So then, like, they can kind of get away with that shit. Like, Vinny, when he was over there, like, doing his shit, when he was, like, you know, smoking and joking, doing whatever he was doing, the girl he was with had a little brother, dude. And they were, like, they would break into cars or just, like, open cars, like, at 3, 4, 5
see
in the
who's
morning.
Got a car door open.
They'll get briefcases, change, wallets, watches. But this guy would go pay a quarter, open that thing up for like LA Times or whatever, San Bernardino Weekly, pull them all out, wrap them up, and when they would drive around, if a cop would come by, they would just act like they're delivering papers. And they were
wow,
just
genius.
Breaking it up, dog.
Genius, this bro.
Mad genius. He's all
genius.
He's all fool. This fool was smart, dog.
And, that is
and then
because
Vinny
man.
Used to hang out with this other dude, and he
meanwhile
was
a, they got tools. Huh?
Yeah, he was a pussy. He wouldn't do stuff. He would kind of like sit. And Vinny's like, dude. Then I started hanging with this fool. He was like, dude, it was like open season, dog. He's all he had a system, dude. All dude, and dude, that is genius right there.
A whole stealing system.
Oh,
huh?
Dude.
Yeah,
not
man.
Get caught, dude.
That's crazy.
Isn't
that's
that
crazy? But you know what? There was this woman that
don't
got
try that at home,
somebody.
Folks.
I do belong to the neighborhood forum online. We all talk about each other.
Yeah,
and I posted my story
and
the description
yeah,
and that
totally.
Woman
and
the van
helps.
That picked her up and everything. But and then there are police officers in our neighborhood who follow that forum and they check out
and they're smart too.
Yeah.
To, like look that out.
So, but
chasing the beat.
But somebody else posted their video from their Ring camera, and there's just this kind of meth head looking woman, and she's going like at their front door. She knocked on the door. She followed the Amazon truck, like she followed the delivery truck.
Another little genius
yeah.
little tale.
And then she knocked on their door when they got a package. Nobody answered. Took the package.
Yeah, scandalous, dude.
Yeah.
Took my knife stick.
Crazy. took my bunion cream.
Imagine something.
She took my fungus cream, bro.
What if you're
like, the fuck she gonna do my fungus cream?
Heart attack medicine or something.
I know, I mean, right?
Again,
took my glasses.
Imagine if these people, okay, I say this all the time, but imagine if these people put their brains to
good stuff.
To good stuff. Well, like, there's no other,
if you could come up with stealing boxes, already. There's no other. That was the best that they came up with.
Stealing boxes?
Yeah, man. I don't think you have. I think that's all they came up with.
That's it. You're
think
done.
About it, man. What other good stuff can they make money with that fast?
Yeah, dude.
Let me see, man.
Well,
we tried jobs. That shit don't work, man. It's college. I don't got time to be a doctor.
I ain't got time. Let's just
drive.
Time,
let's just drive around and pick up Amazon boxes, bro. Well,
remember that one time where you got
right?
Free Listerine?
Who's with me?
That credit card scam.
Open up my own pharmacy at home.
Dude,
the credit card scam?
That one you guys bought that prepaid credit card?
Oh, the gift card.
Yeah, and then that's at another Vaughn. Thing.
Oh, that's a scam, bro.
But you know what's
that
funny?
Made me so mad.
I told Vinny about that. He's like, hey, that little fool was doing that shit already.
Yeah.
Back then. So we're going back 10, 11 years.
Yeah. What's that guy doing now?
So Vinny doesn't even have no contact with people.
So what happened?
So that was a scam right there. Like, to go to Vaughn's.
Mm-hmm. Or any store.
Any
yeah.
store. And then grabbing those credit cards.
The gift cards. They're unloaded.
Unloaded.
They're empty.
They're empty. But you just copy that number.
You take off that number or you take a picture of the number or whatever. You keep that on deck. And then you check the number every day.
To see the money.
To see if somebody loaded money on that card. And they didn't notice that the back strip was taken off. You check that number every day online, or you call it to see if anybody's added money. Once they add money, you go and spend it online with your number. The number that you copied. And buy whatever, and then you sell it and fence it, whatever, you know.
No trace.
And you get the money out, no trace.
Because now at 7-Eleven, they used to have them right there where you can just get up and grab them. Because, you know, you get them for little gifts or whatever, 25, 50 bucks, whatever. Now they're all locked up, dude. And they probably got hip to it, dude. But, yeah, a lot of people got taken like that, dude.
Man, this Christmas, cause it's going to be tough for people present too, because more people are buying online. That means more Amazon boxes are going to be delivered. More boxes are going to come in.
Yeah.
More people working at RPS, UPS with sweaty ass nose.
Oh, yeah.
Even those fools open boxes. Dude, when I was working at UPS.
Sweaty nose.
I was working at UPS.
Dusty and shit.
I went from RPS to working as a security guard at UPS, okay? And I was friends with a loss prevention. Dude, there was a guy that thought he had a genius plan. This fool was changing the labels on the addresses and shipping a bunch of guns to a different address, and he was grabbing them. As soon as the bag was there, he put a different sticker on top right away and put it, and then like he was working with another loader, and that loader would put in the right truck to go to that destination, dude.
Now. What houses? Relatives' houses? Homies' houses? Abandoned houses?
I don't know, man. I saw that fool walked out with handcuffs.
It was a too elaborate little scheme there. Yeah, and see...
You know how long he's been doing that? How long this scam been going on there even before he thought about it?
Dude.
But now there's barcodes. It doesn't even matter, you know, because even if you're following your package, if someone already took it, it doesn't matter. It's gone.
Oh, yeah. And, dude, and honestly, if I was a thief and stuff like that, I'll have me a little van with an Amazon sticker, and I'll just run up there and put it back in the van. Let's take off. What are they going to do? A little suit? Little outfit?
Yeah, because now anybody can be an Amazon delivery driver. They're encouraging people to work independently as
kinda
drivers.
Kind of like FedEx people do it now. They outsource it, and you have your own little, like, kind of like what, franchise?
Rizzo, bro. That's what we're delivering now. That's what we're delivering, like a plate of pasta, bro.
Oh, ravioli. They're in my pocket.
Is he ravioli?
Yeah, show's coming up.
Yeah. Oxnard, dude. July 10th. We're at Riverside again, and thank you very much, everybody that came out to Viva Los Jokes. And we're going to have You Know What Raza on there, Martin Moreno. And also the day before Oxnard in Echo Park, check out my Instagram. And there's going to be a show with Rizzo, me and Johnny Roque, a little backyard show.
What's up, everybody? July 19th through the 22nd, I'm going to be at Oxnard. That's next week at Levity Live, okay? Levity Live at the... You know where it is, Levity Live.
Oxnard?
At the Collection. August 2nd, I'm going to be in Jacksonville, Florida at the Comedy Zone. August 10th, Amarillo, Texas. Amarillo, Texas. What's up, Amarillo, Texas? August 11th, McAllen, Texas. August 30th through the 2nd, Brea Improv. What's up, fool? Man.
Are you guys going to plug the Hermosa comedy?
It's sold out. Oh, but okay. Yeah, so Hermosa on Tuesday. This Tuesday, the 17th, is sold out. Yeah.
What are you going to say, Foo?
Somebody asked you. I was going to read some comments, but somebody asked you earlier how the show went last night and if you're going to do it again.
Oh, on Tuesday? Yeah. Viva Los Jokers, sorry, killer.
Riverside.
Yeah, it was cool. It was really awesome. Thank you guys very much for coming out. And we're going to do it on August 18th, and Martí Moreno is going to be the comedian headlining that show. So, yeah, thank you guys very much. Also, dude, Ariel Germ Dust, thank you very much. And also Peter, man, for coming out always on that show. So that's when that's coming up. And it was awesome, yeah. And we gave 10 prints of the Jesus Castaneda's portrait that he did of Trump in Homegrown.
It's Frida Kahlo drop-kicking Trump. Is that a dropkick?
Yeah.
A dropkick.
And that's brought to you guys by Division 9 Gallery, Cosme Cordova, and Jesus A. Castaneda. So, yeah, man. We had fun. So, just to double check. Oh, my God. Anyhow.
Oh, yeah. Let me get
what happened?
Lisa gave me this present for my birthday on June 11th, and a little dude,
a little fool?
Day of the Dead, right? No? Huh? Let's show the back first.
He's not Day of the Dead. He's
look at this little guy. A little guy.
He's a clown.
He's a little clown. Look at a little what's up, fool clown.
What's up, fool?
He has a little microphone. What up? What's up, fool?
This is done by Reyes Artes. Los Reyes Artes, right? On Instagram. She makes these little dolls.
That fool doesn't come alive at night or what?
But she couldn't find a curly wig, so we got a straight wig. But get him a perm, I love it.
So how you doing today? I'm doing good, fool.
What's up, fool?
Where you been at lately? Over there by the chimney, you know? What you think I was doing, dog?
He's got little, like, what, Joker face, right?
Yeah.
Like, clown face, right?
He has a little purple jacket from the special. The same shoes. Little gray t-shirt. What up, dog? Chilling.
Bring that little fool over here.
Hey, what's up, fool? Just a little correction, eh? Fucking, it's August 7th, eh? At Riverside, Fox Live, eh? Right there in the lounge, eh? Fox Performing Arts Center in Riverside, Califa, eh? What's up, fool? Hey, you know what, dog? Hey, we gotta give a Luis Manuelos voice, dog.
We're gonna try and have Luis on the
show. We're trying to get
him right there, dog.
We're trying to get Luis Manuelos on the show, bro.
Yeah, you guys get in contact with him?
Yeah.
He's a soldier.
Yet,
this fool's bad, dog.
Yeah.
You gotta get him a little shirt, though, fool. A what's up, fool shirt.
Somebody say he looks like a Mexican Chucky.
El Shakis.
El Shaki.
El Carlitos, güey.
What's with the little shoes, dog?
They're like little cloth dummy shoes. Oh, they're like boots, huh?
Fool, me and Lisa have been getting ready, bro, for Halloween, bro.
What are you guys gonna, you guys gonna do what you guys are
MC Pancho and Chamorita, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna go all out, bro.
MC Pancho and Chamorita.
I'm gonna wear a cape, bro. I'm gonna have rings, bro, that are too big, dog, for my hands.
Are you gonna do the face tattoos and everything?
Yeah, we're gonna. Yeah, I think I'm gonna get somebody to come and do it. Maybe we'll get Alex DeLarge to come out and do actual like tribal drawings on his face.
That'd be badass.
Because he could do
it.
He
should be their homie, bro. That's with them.
Which one is? They have a couple little homies.
They have a bald cholo, good dude. I don't know who else they have that comes out with them.
I need to get me a good little costume shirt.
I'm gonna try to show up where he's at the end of the night and just fucking freak everybody out, dude.
You're going to be all creased and he wears those boots, dude.
I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to take a swim. I'm going to take a dive in some cologne.
Take a dive in some cologne.
That's hilarious.
Shout out to Jesse from Orange County.
Jesse from Orange County. How many people are listening on that?
Now it's dropped down to like 60 something. 55 here.
We're dropping faster.
I think it's like 80 on Instagram. And then let's see, Derek. Shout out to Derek and Ariana Slifer and little Arlos, who had surgery today. He had eye surgery today.
What up, Arlos?
Well, everything came out.
Derek's watching today. He said it's easier to watch from home right now at this time.
Oh, hell yeah.
We can always do this one.
What up, fool? Oh, man.
What up, dog?
But if you haven't, hold on. If you haven't listened to the podcast before, it's on iTunes or any podcast app every Friday. Usually in the morning, What's Up Fool podcast. We have 206 episodes so far.
So, man.
What up, fool?
I went to D.C. with Johnny Rocky.
Okay.
That fool shows up with fucking fresh hickeys. Like a bunch of hickeys, bro.
He's 30.
I know.
What's wrong with him?
You know, but his girlfriend's 40, so.
Well, isn't it when you're like an entertainer and you're going to go out for the weekend, they got to give you those fresh
hickeys? You don't have any anymore.
Why?
That way you can let the ladies know to not touch your man.
Yeah, those ladies don't care. Those kind of ladies don't care.
They're jumping on him, man.
You think ladies on the road? I'm gonna be like
fresh stoler's mommy. They're waiting for him, man.
Yeah. You think ladies on the road care that there's a hickey on your neck?
I don't know. I remember, well, back in the day, it would be like if you had hickeys, you had more game, though, you know?
So. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But also, the women who are on the road, if they realize this guy's connecting with them, they don't give a shit that they got a hickey.
Connecting?
I'm serious. That's what I'm talking about. Well, there's a connection. There's a whatever. They don't give a shit.
Hickeys and cold sore.
They're not looking for love.
Looking for love.
They're not. They're on the road. There's an... How about a cold sore? That's disgusting. That's different. A carny hoe
with a cold sore.
That's different.
A carny sore.
Different than a hickey.
Came with cotton candy.
So that fool showed up with hickeys, and then what happened?
We get there the night before, and we did a little tour. We went to the White House.
Hell yeah.
I don't remember being that close. Well, that's when we went to the White House. How close were we? Or were we far?
Just right there where the fence is.
Right outside the gate.
Yeah. Okay, then we were that close too.
Yeah.
I went the gate and then the lawn.
I was staying at the W in Washington, D.C. I was right across the street from the Treasury Department.
Like Sinatra.
If I opened my window, I could hit a rock and hit a Secret Service police.
Really? Was that close?
That close, dude.
But D.C.'s all like close together. I
never realized how many police officers or how many police officer jobs are in D.C. There's a police officer for everything.
Yeah.
There's a police officer for the Treasury Department. They got the Secret Service, and they control the Treasury Department and the White House.
Just that.
But they're like Secret Service police. Like they have cars like police department, and they control that area. Then they have the Washington, D.C. police, who pretty much control all of D.C. Then you go to Capital City. And they have Capital City Police for that area.
Capital City.
Remember Keith Manning's friend?
That's the name of the city
in the Simpsons. They got us into to Capitol Hill because they were police officers there. And they gave us that whole tour. Capitol Hill Police right there. And I was like, wow. Yeah, Brigo, man, these are my friends from college.
Dude, you know how people talk, you know, they talk bad about President Trump not wanting to be at the White House.
Uh-huh.
You know, Mar-a-Lago. He don't want to hang out. Dude, I've been to the White House.
It's badass?
Let me tell you, man. Imagine you grew up your whole life as a billionaire. Like, you look out your window and all you see is Doberman Pinschers. You see green grass. You see your golf course. You see your swimming pool. And you got to wake up in the morning and just see a bunch of tourists every day. Every single day. Every
tourists
hour.
Tourists and protesters.
Protesters too.
People who hate
and
you.
And screaming, bro. Like, ah!
Lunatic.
And that's not just for Mr. President Trump. That was for Mr. President Obama. He had people outside too.
Bush too, right?
Bush, you know, like who? I don't know, man. It takes a real, real strong person to want to be there all the time.
Yeah, of course, dude. Just to be president, period, dog.
So, but it was fun, man. There was a lot of us taking photos in front of the White House. And it was a bunch of Muslim people. They were tourists.
They were posing
in front of the White House. They were cool, man. They were on rental bikes. They were just cruising there. She got on the bike. They took photos. Then I took a photo too. It was cool, bro.
It was real cool.
Cool, man. A bunch of foreigners though, like French people, bro.
Mad tourist spot, dude.
A lot of French people.
Hell yeah,
French
dude.
French people.
I don't
French.
I don't remember.
They were fresh too. They were trying to grab me.
I don't remember the White House. The only thing I remember is Smithsonian and Capitol Hill, dude.
You didn't go to the White House with us?
Maybe? I don't think
we went first at night after
Keith.
A show.
Yeah, no. We went to Capitol Hill. We
oh, didn't, that's right. You left
because I didn't go there. Congress.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I don't. I've been.
Yeah,
to
we
DC
went
a
outside
lot,
the gate with Isaac and Philip, and I don't know if Keith was with us. It might have just been you and me and Philip and Isaac. And then we saw Lincoln at night. And the water was gone.
Right there where Forrest Gump.
Yeah, because it was all...
It was all under construction. Yeah.
I remember that. It's the Smithsonian. What's up, fool? Who do you got in the World Cup? France or Croatia?
That's it? That's all who left?
Yeah, dude. Saturday, dog. 6 a.m. Dude.
Croatia, bro.
Croatia, bro? I got to stick
who
with the
playing?
French.
Who are they playing? France?
Yeah, France.
Oh. But they're playing in Russia, right?
Yeah. Saturday morning, 6 a.m. right here.
6 a.m. I'm going to be
England
sleep.
Went home all sad, dog. Dude, but you know what? Dude, Croatia was pushing the hell out of those fools, dude.
They went back home to eat their fish and chips, bro.
Dude, but they had a – dude, Croatia had a bomb-ass goal. That dude went up, put his foot in there, and, like, kicked it in, dude, with the bottom of – it was cool, dog.
Did you see that – it wasn't props. A penalty. What was it? Like, the ones – when they did the – what was it? Russia and Mexico? And they were doing, like, the final – the round – like, what was it? A penalty round? No.
It was Russia and was Mexico.
Mexico and Russia.
Mexico and Brazil. Kicks?
Oh, Brazil. Oh, yeah, when they were doing those kicks at the end. Mm-hmm. And then that one, the last kick. Yeah, and it was the top of his foot, just the tip of his foot that knocked it out of the goal.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And I hate soccer. I don't care about
soccer. I like soccer now, dude.
I don't think it was Mexico. It was somebody else. It was France and Germany. Somebody left.
It was Mexico and – I mean, it was somebody in Russia. It was
– whoever beat Russia.
Mexico and Brazil.
That was Mexico.
No, Croatia beat Russia, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
No, it was Brazil and Russia.
Brazil and Russia?
Yeah.
That's right. And then I think Russia won.
Yeah.
Russia won?
Yeah.
Is that when they kicked Brazil out?
I don't know.
You guys see the video of Brazil taking their players back to Brazil? They're throwing rocks at that dude. Brazil was going crazy, dude.
Who's throwing rocks at who?
The Brazilians, dude. They're all mad because these fools came back all losing.
They're throwing rocks.
Yeah, they're breaking the windows, everything. They had the cops escort them. And, like, you can check it out on Twitter.
You should see what happened in Mexico, bro.
What happened?
They're throwing tajin at them.
But Mexico went farther they went than the last couple of World Cups.
Agree with me, yes or no?
What's up?
When Mexico won because Korea beat the other team,
uh-huh.
All that love they were showing for Korea doesn't even count. All that love that Mexico showed for South Korea when they beat the other team so Mexico could advance. All that love they show for South Korea doesn't even amount to half of the hate they would have got if they would have fucking lost.
If they would have lost, yeah,
it
would have
been over, huh?
Oh, dude.
The amount of hate?
It would have been like, there would have been a lot of those pictures with like Latinos doing their little Asian eyes, dog.
Mexicans went crazy in Moscow, bro.
Oh, hell yeah.
I saw some funny videos, man. Like every time they would see the Korean guy, they'll pick him up, bro. Or the Mexican get out the way, bro, and start cheering for him, making like a little parade for him.
Didn't he get an ambassador from Korea and they lifted him up and they carried him around and stuff? Yeah, dude.
I saw a lot of Korean guys being lifted up that day. A lot of random Korean guys being stopped on the street and asked questions. People like they were like, "What? Why are you talking to me?"
All the Korean restaurants, Korean tacos in LA were packed.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
That'll support, bro.
Hey, those fusion tacos are bomb, though, dude.
You like them?
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Korean barbecue
tacos?
Man,
that Kogi truck, before we were vegan, that kimchi taco, chicken taco is my favorite thing.
Toss some
whole
sriracha
world,
on that stuff.
Oh, dude. I loved it.
They have a Kogi truck at the airport.
Really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. But I was going to tell you, you never got into the last World Cup or the World Cup before?
I saw the World Cup one time at Ivan's house.
Yeah, yeah.
I was talking a lot of shit.
The mom would put it. The mom
was
putting it on.
No, que Mexico está muy chiquito. I was telling them they're too little. They're going to lose.
She goes, little.
No mames, cabrón.
Oh, she's Mexican to the core, dog.
Is she light skinned like Ivan is?
Yeah.
Like white looking?
Yeah. She looks like, if you see her walking, that's a white lady.
She's a hee-haw.
Yeah.
But I got into it when, I think it was 2004, 2006, when that guy Zidane headbutted that dude in the chest, the Italian dude, because he was talking shit about his mom. Dude, I've never seen anybody floor a dude with a headbutt, dude. That was awesome. I was like, dude, that's what's up. But other than that, yeah, man, too much running, dog.
The Spanish allows you to get more into it than the English ones, though.
I don't know, dude. I think they're like neck and neck, dude. Those are the last two world powers, dude. The Spaniards.
No, some of the announcers.
Oh, the announcers. Oh, yeah.
Who calls the game better, bro? Latinos?
It sounds more gracious in Spanish, dude.
Because that food throw gets all into it, huh?
With that whole goal.
Spicier.
Spicier. Yeah, man.
Alarma de potrero.
Let's wrap up.
Let me tell what happened in D.C.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We didn't even start right there, huh?
We didn't start, bro.
So, Johnny Handsome, Hickey's.
So, we did the show.
Suit, ready to go?
We had our suits ready, dude. Had a badass room. It was
the
tight.
W.
It was a W.
By the Treasury.
It was tight, man. We walked around.
I
ate a bomb at. I went to an Israeli restaurant and they had like pita. Like, they had like hummus and shit.
I heard that's like the best like little hummus.
Dude, they made a vegan hamburger, man. It was delicious, but you know, it was missing everything I like. Of course, fried salt, sugar, ketchup. They had no ketchup. They had homemade ketchup, bro. To like marinara sauce.
Real tomato ketchup, Eddie?
Give it back to Netanyahu.
They're real tomato ketchup, man.
No sugar on.
No, man. They had no salt and pepper anywhere.
What the fool?
But like the fucking, but they had a bunch of vegetables that they put in there and everything meshed together. It was good.
It was bomb.
I still wanted Taco Bell right after, though. The next day, the fat-ass chicken really sandwich with ranch. It was delicious, dude.
Vegan chicken sandwich.
Vegan chicken sandwich. Shout out to that place I went to.
I don't know what that
was. I forgot the name, but it was good. Bro, D.C., Washington, D.C. was the first ever Chinatown I've been to where there are no Chinese.
Really?
It's the big-ass sign that says, welcome to China, in Chinese letters. Like, they have no Chinese, no Chinese.
Nothing?
That might be, like, the future of Chinatown, and the ethnic neighborhoods across the country as we change.
All the buildings were, they were translated in Chinese, though, Lisa.
But that's just for show.
Yeah, like, of course, show.
Sure. If they're not living there, working there, owning businesses there.
No food, no Chinatown. Man selling herbs.
No historical plaques. Firecrackers.
No incense to be found. There was not even a decent Chinese restaurant to be found. Like, hey, God bless San Francisco for keeping it real, bro. That's the best Chinatown I've ever been to. Besides, New York is kind of little, too. Seattle's kind of little.
Philly has a good one, dude.
Gotta go to that one, man, one day.
New York's is shrinking. San Francisco's still pretty big.
I love San Francisco.
San Francisco's the heart of the beginning of Chinese immigration here.
Lisa and Angel Island. Lisa walked through Chinatown in San Francisco on the way on shrooms, bro. And it was... We ate a lot of pizza mushrooms, anyways. We were eating a lot. And then they were just finished celebrating their New Year's, dog.
Chinese New Year? Oh, dude, it's popping over there, huh?
So I was looking at everything, dude.
How are they doing in the Bay, bro?
Man, I don't know about anybody. I can't believe, man, like, there's still people, man, that when they go eat somewhere, they look for the restaurant that they like. Like, okay, I'm going to eat the Taco Bell in Italy.
Dude, you got to taste the city, dog.
I'm gonna go eat the Taco Bell in Miami. Forget La Carreta.
Dude, you gotta be crazy, bro. So
we did the show, okay?
DC.
It's a corporate show. Political organization.
It was for Unidos 18, which used to be National Council of Raza.
And why? Why they change the name? Something
18.
Happened.
18. Where'd you hear that?
Unidos 18 for the year.
Oh, okay. Unidos U.S. is the name of the.
Yeah, Unidos USA.
Used to be NCLR.
But the hashtag was Unidos U.S. Oh, okay. 18.
Okay. That's not important, so...
I didn't hold back on my material, first of all.
You did your set.
I did my set.
It's a lot of political activists in that room.
So I saw Johnny go up, bro, and I kept hearing, oh, ooh, ooh.
He only did 5 minutes.
What could he say? He did one joke, and he was being... Somebody said he was homophobic and misogynist.
Misogynist.
I was like, hey. I didn't go to college, but I know this guy, not a masseuse.
I prefer mayonnaise.
Anyway, he said that joke about how him and his girlfriend, but whatever, they were supposed to have a threesome, it didn't happen, so him and his friend gotta have sex now. So that became a homophobic joke.
How could it's just a sample of what? Gay
I
love,
have no
right?
idea.
Wait,
dude.
What did he say?
That he was supposed to have a threesome with his girlfriend, it didn't happen, so now him and his friend have to have sex now.
See, these people, these political, social justice warrior types.
People don't want to laugh, huh, dog?
Well, some of these social justice warriors, they just hear two words.
They hear contact words. Like, they hear, like
trigger words.
Like, I say in my act, my mom called me a pinchy faggot, so now I'm homophobic. It's because my mom said it. I'm saying that my mom said it. I'm homophobic.
And you're in a character.
Yeah.
And it's a true thing from when he was a kid. It's like...
It must have came from a boring-ass house, those people, huh, fool?
So, I have a joke where I say that I was dating this girl that made so much money that I felt like the woman in the relationship. Other girls in there, ooh.
They must not have a job.
Ooh, you know what I felt like saying when they say, ooh? All right, man, raise your hand if anyone you can actually buy me a dinner.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
That would have been mean, right?
Dude, like... Oh, my God.
So, that became a... That became bad, dude, because I said that joke about how I felt like a woman because I didn't have enough money.
I don't see anything wrong with it, but I'm going to be going into Joe Diaz's character now. What's up with these Latinos turning into white people now?
I know, man. They want to.
Jesus Christ.
And they correct. They correct. One, I remember I was having a conversation with somebody, and I remember saying, yeah, man, that's a bunch of Latinos. And I supposed to say Latino X.
It's Latinx. Yeah.
Latinx. No, I don't give a fuck about that, dog. I grew
I'm
up.
Latin Z, dog. I'm a Zorro.
Goes, I'm nothing no more, Ray. Just call me person, please.
Person.
Don't call me Latino X. Don't call me Latino. Don't call me Chicano. Just call me. this dude.
You know how happy and how proud we were fucking on a Sunday night watching Que Locos, that there's finally people that look like us busting out funny ass jokes? And like, you know how much we'd be busting up in the pad? Like going, dude, this fool's joke, dog. Your joke about the fideo, dog.
Empowering Raza.
I've never seen fideo on a menu at a restaurant. Fool, just dying, dog. Like, dude, like, fuck, dude. I do not understand this, dude. What's up with these Comedy Crossing guards, doc?
I don't know, doc.
Jesus, dude. Wow, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm sorry you had to go through that, dog. You should sue, dog.
So
the same thing happened at Tropicali. It's the same type of people.
So this is what happened.
Look at that girl trying to start that rally.
The millennial. Dude, it's the millennial lemon, social justice warriors. They can all go to hell.
I remember the people who talk shit about me at that place, and I go to their page, and it's the same page. Like, there's no growth in the people's page.
13 followers.
They all like the same shit. They'll do the same shit. That's boring, eh?
Dude, like, I got my two nieces, pretty much my mom raised them, dude. And, dude, they're not like that, dude. And they're like, yeah, dude, I don't know what's going on, man. But he's like, everybody wants a platform now. Everybody wants to be famous or something.
Like, you're going after me? I'm an entertainer. Ooh. I'm just telling jokes. You know, I go to sleep at night just the way you do. You know, but you should go after, why are you messing with me? If you really want to do something, start a rally. Start a boycott. Boycott right. Something.
Don't go after me. The border, dog.
I've been doing it for 20 years. I'm a moving train. You can't stop me, mija.
Yeah, these people
also. They swear they're going to derail a career, huh?
They do. They also, they get such fever for jumping on somebody, pouncing on somebody, you know. But the thing is, a lot of these people who are fighting this fight, I guess, online and wherever, this invisible fight, they'll see somebody like him. They're Latino, Latinx, right? Okay. I have no say in the matter. I'm not Latino, so whatever. I'm just a white girl. But this is what I'm seeing from the outside. Is they'll say, okay, he's Latino, yeah, but he's problematic because he's Latino and he doesn't fall in line with everything we believe.
And you've that's only been around for 19 years.
Yeah, that's their problem. They're young and they think they have some platform. Something.
They've been around for 5 years on the internet. Annoying. When homeboy's been on doing comedy on the only Latino scene, and it pretty much brought to us and dropping logic, being funny. And, like, all of a sudden you want to, like, put a fire out, dude? Get out of here.
Well, a lot of them have problems with the fact that he'll raise issues in his comedy. Like, let's say, not even raising issues, he'll make a joke about something. Like, let's say the issue between light skin and dark skin Latinos, right? Existed for centuries, right? The same thing with black people, too. Like, that sort of dark skin, light skin argument has been, or tension has been existing for centuries. But because he just makes a joke about it and moves on to another joke, that's their problem. He doesn't lecture them. He doesn't go forward and say, so we have to do better.
Go back to school.
We have to. You know what, he doesn't have a solution for them. It's not a TED Talk.
It's a
stand-up.
Dude, stand-up comedy.
Entertaining you here. Dude, I would be sitting there, you know, hitting the table laughing.
I don't do Instagram jokes. I can't tell you Latinos be like, I got to give you a whole story.
But, dude, like, is it the whole thing that Latinos are searching for that Martin Luther King that ain't there yet?
That might be part of it.
Dude, Dolores Huerta for unity. Cesar Chavez, they used to call Mexican immigrants wetbacks.
Exactly.
Dude.
Why don't
they go dig in the history and go after them?
Nobody will admit that. Nobody will talk about that at all. Dolores Huerta and Cesar Chavez, as separate from what the work that they did for the Bracero program and everything like that, it was the fact that they looked down on the illegal immigrants.
They were scabs. Yeah. They were taking their job.
Weakening, watering down their fight.
Dude, I don't know where these people are coming from or who their parents are, but what they didn't teach them. But Jesus, man, get it together over there.
Stop crying.
That's what I'm saying.
When Latinos cry, you can't really call them snowflakes, bro. They're too dark. They're cornflakes.
Cornflakes.
Stop being a cornflake.
Dude. Chillones, dog.
Chillones.
What's chillones?
Crybaby.
It would be like a movie, you know, like the Johnny Depp version, but in Spanish or like, you know, Latinx style, Crybaby or Chillon. Little pomp and shit. I cannot believe, like, all right, I know you're not supposed to beat the shit out of your kids and do a bunch of stuff that our parents did or whatever. You want a better future. But, dude, this is too much, dude.
You know what kind of
get to work, dog.
You know what kind of people don't like me? Anybody who named their daughter Frida.
Or Sochi.
And those are the
like, if your daughter name is Frida after Frida Kahlo, you're probably not going to like my comedy.
Dude. And
you're going to judge it.
And those are the people that want to be more Mexican than everybody else or more Latino.
They hate it, bro, that when somebody like George Lopez, who's revered by other Latinos, but they got to find something about him not to like him, man. They got to find something. Even Paul Rodriguez.
Oh, dude. They'll
find something about him.
Wasn't
to
it
because
like LULAC was protesting that got the AKA Pablo off the air, dude?
Yeah, LULAC and National Council of Raza.
Like, because there was too many Mexicans or Hispanics in one house. Oh, really? You never seen that? 10 cars outside?
Get they say they never show in a positive way. They don't show in any way. How about just giving us a chance to be on TV first, and then we'll work out on doing another show.
How about Cantinflas, dog? He was a sweeper, dog.
Cantinflas movie came out. Nobody went to go see it, eh?
But they
went to go see Marvel movie.
Yeah,
and there's nothing wrong with having a positive image or whatever, but you're right. There is no image. But how about the people like yourself for whom the story is in the stereotypical pattern, you know? There is a store. There are people out there who are who were drug addicts. There are people out there who were gang members. But you're not focusing on them now. You're focusing on what they were and what they're pointing to as their past. There's nothing wrong with how they came up.
People,
you know,
always say they never show in a positive way. Yeah, bro. What you want me to show them, bro? Show them that I went to college and decided to get a job as a social worker and now I'm broke?
That's a boring story. That's a boring TV show, a movie.
That's a boring ass story. How about a guy who went to college and decided to be a shrewd businessman and fuck people over and now everybody hates on me?
Oh, dude. And it's like, dude, give me a break, dude. Like, to me, like, you going over there and slaying a crowd or going to any Latino, because I've always said, if you're Mexican, you're hating on another Mexican, you're just hating on yourself, dude. But to me, that's awesome, dude. You know, dude, like, it was weird. And I might be all, like, revealing how I met you or whatever, but when I first met you guys, I've seen these guys on TV first. I was like, oh, fuck, there's those fools.
Okay, locals?
Yeah. And I was like, and Funny is Funny before that. And I was like, dude. And I was like, I couldn't believe that there was a scene. Like, because I was always mostly black comedians and a couple like white comedians. That was it. But I was like, dude, that's fucking awesome. And then like to have people to like attempt to tear it down or like try to start a little revolution. And it's funny because they didn't get anywhere. But it's just, it's pathetic, dude. Like give it up, dude.
I know.
Give it up, dude.
Like, how can you bash if you're Latino and you get offended? Why are you gonna bash a Latino comedian? You know how long Latino comedians have been around? Not that long. We're still in the beginning.
Dude.
And you're trying to, like, stop us?
Yeah,
get the fuck out of here!
And, dude, and even to the unsung heroes fools, like, motherfuckers that are, like, Danny Mora, dog.
Yeah, Danny Mora.
All those fools that were before, like, all those dudes.
What's his name? Whatever his name was. Yeah. Texas name.
But, dude, fools that never even get a chance to see Luke Torres shine, dog. You know what I'm saying, dog? Like, dude, get out. Dude, it's been...
Yeah, people missed out on a lot of comics who dropped off the scene. Yeah.
They
just saw Freddie Soto.
What's his name? Joey Diaz tells a story from the dude from Colorado. Jimmy Abeda, bro, is a legend in Colorado, bro. Because he did 5 minutes before Paul Rodriguez and killed, and he had a hard time following him. Like, just shit like that, dude. Like, the seed's been planted days ago, dog. Like... And those are the other people that are afraid of the sun. They just want a geek job and get paid $600,000 a year. Yeah, okay. Me too, dog.
Fool, there was some idiot on Facebook. I'll just say his first name, but he goes by Chamba. Old ass fool, right? Like, probably like
even worse.
55
dog.
Years old, bro. Who? He said that I should go read up on Greek comedies, bro, to learn how to be a comedian, bro.
It's Socrates over here.
Fucking this fucking idiot, bro.
What are you talking about, dog?
What the fuck are you talking about, bro? You fucking stupid idiot.
And let me go back to Roman times and get eaten by a lion, too, dog. Jesus, dude. These people have nothing better to do. And you know what, dude? That fool doesn't even know shit about history either, dog.
And they don't even know the numbers, bro. Like, when that girl who right away went to the show, got on Facebook, Twitter, be the first one to talk shit. Oh, Felipe was not funny, homophobic, all this shit. Then I tweeted back to her. You know, you must have missed my standing ovation because I did get a standing ovation. I got a standing ovation. I don't brag about it, motherfucker stood up. So as soon as I told her, you didn't see that standing ovation I got at the show? You missed it or
what?
I don't
want to hear about that.
She didn't want to hear that shit. She blocked me, bro.
Ugh.
She blocked me, you stupid ass bitch.
She also,
let's not
she
give
was,
her no shine, though.
She
no.
was a podcast. She's a podcast host, too.
We're not going to mention your whack-ass podcast, bitch.
But she has a podcast host, and then she took that out of her description, too, after she blocked you. Because I could still see her on my own Twitter, but I couldn't see her through
yours. She took her podcast name?
She took everything out of her description. Like, she took the Unidos regional chapter member or whatever. She took that out of her description. Everything.
And not even saying anything.
Wiped out all her info because probably people were coming back at her.
You know how many gay people have laughed at your material?
Dude, I have people in wheelchairs die at my
jokes. That's what I'm saying.
You don't know shit, bitch. But you know what's funny, dude, is that she took all that shit down, and I wasn't even mean.
No.
And it was funny when these people
you didn't say anything to
her. I don't mind people say I suck. You know, I might not be the comedian for you, but don't if you're gonna you don't like me, just say I thought he sucked. Don't say Felipe sucks, because motherfucker, I don't suck. You thought I suck.
Yeah. But it's,
the numbers, bro.
She says, "Oh, he's not funny. He's not original. He has to resort to homophobia misogyny."
You booked Jess for laughs or something, or what? Yeah. Get out of here!
Shit.
Everybody's a critic. Everybody wants to be Siskel and Ebert, dude.
Felipe just called me. He said, "Well, the check's already in our hands."
There
so.
You go. That's all that matters.
I know, man. You know what? You should be more offended about the check I got, bitch. If I were to show you the check and the room I stood in, that would have made you cry.
And you know what, dude? That's how, like, dude, I cannot even believe that, dog. And then I don't wish anything bad on people, but, dude, somebody needs
that to, bitch, like, holding a fucking bag free of free swag, bro.
There you go. You need a reality check, man. All those people that do that stuff on either sides or to whom, dude. It'd be like, dude, like, remember when I was telling you about that Pac-Man Jones that tried to attack him in the airport? He ended up knocking that dude out. And then that dude got arrested and got fired. And it's like, dude, like, give me a break. What are you doing, dude? Leave people alone, dude.
I know, man.
Just because you ain't famous, just because you're not doing anything that people are, like, patting you on the back for.
That fool pushing a broom.
Like, dude.
A mop. How can you start a fight a guy with a mop when you just got off first class?
Like, dude.
I understand, bro. You kind of a spirit, a frontier. And you were in the middle seat. You were angry.
Oh, yeah. He's over there working 10 hours off. And, like, when somebody was trying to push Cardi B around when she was pregnant, it's like, what are you doing, dude? Leave that girl alone, dude. He ain't thinking of you, but these people, man.
And then the other people talk shit about, man, how come the Kardashians are always on TV? Because bitches like you mention them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Bitches like you mentioned them, that's why.
I think those people don't realize that, they all think they have a piece of you. Because as we grow as a society toward, not grow, but we go toward being able to contact our favorite celebrities or even people we hate or whatever.
And
we have a voice that we know they see it. They might not pay attention to it. They might not see it right away, but they will see it. So we feel like we have some influence in their lives or how they do their thing.
A little jab at
there's like shit. Five people over here saying you should give us shout outs. You should comment on the comments that are going on. Like, they want to tell you how to do everything.
Oh, hang on,
they have their own idea. Not to knock the people on stream right here, but as an example, like, they all think they have an influence and they have input into what you're doing.
And my little final thought, real quick. Oh, sorry for interrupting you.
No,
go
sorry,
for it.
That's so funny.
No, dude. And on top of that, dude, all the hard work you put in, dog. You know what I mean? All the blood, sweat, and tears, dude. And these people want to come over here and, like, you know, get up on like 2 seconds of it and, like, tear it down. Dude, get out of here, dog.
I know. Like, you're supposed to be a social justice warrior. When the last time you volunteered for anything? When the last time you opened up your wallet and donated for anything?
Doing stuff for likes, dude.
Oh, my God. There's a dude who on Instagram twice, you posted something and he goes, you should do something for Boyle Heights. I said, what are you talking about? So he listed all the stuff that he donates to, all the stuff that he does over in Boyle Heights. It's like, what are you referring to? This guy wants a free show. This is he can't go downtown and get a
dude,
ticket
your mom
for the
for
show.
Years worked at that school, dog.
I mean,
break. It's
ridiculous.
Like,
it's like he has his mom practically raised a lot of those kids.
Yeah,
and Felipe has given back in spades.
How many
to
times
the neighborhood
free homeboy industry shows raise money for them, dog?
Lots of stuff, and we give money every year, and he donates his time to certain things and lots of stuff.
What do you want? We'll give you
I even sponsor a football team, bro.
Yeah, soccer team over there. We sponsor a soccer team. We sponsor a football team in Oxnard. Like,
I sponsor a football team. They play Pop Warner, like tackle, and it's all women, bro.
Yeah, that's
like all
nice
women in their 30s, in their late 20s.
The Wolf Pack.
Oh, that's right.
Fool. I was like in the parade, dog. You know what's gonna make even these social people war even more sad? When I'm the grand marshal of the fucking East LA Christmas parade.
You know what?
What's up with that, huh? Yeah, I am. I just been asked, but I'm going to be on that awesome float with me, dog.
Hey, no, I think you're going to be on the Mexican Independence Day.
Dog.
Okay,
yeah,
then, even better.
Yeah.
Hey, fool. They're all mad because they can't go to the banquet, dog. Dude.
What banquet?
I'm just saying because the banquet, you had the little, where you lettered at the banquet and everything. I'm just, you know, we'll have a banquet at the end of the
Sir year. George's Day.
Oh, my God, dude. These people are, dude, but anyways, dude, fuck them, dude.
I know, man.
Dude, get out of here, dude. Seriously. Get a job.
I remember when they used to go outside and greet us. Bro, there's fucking 2,000 people, bro. You're going to go outside and have a second show.
Exactly.
That's a tough thing to do.
I feel bad, though.
He's growing into theaters, but theaters bring a whole other problem, which is over 2,000 people, and you can't do a meet and greet with everybody like we do at a club. So it sucks. It's hard. It's hard for him to say, no, I've got to stay backstage.
Dude,
and
I'm sitting there like when we do merchandise over there. Dude, we're talking to the people at the venues going, we need to clear this out by a certain time.
Because they're union most of those places. Yeah.
And then you're going to, dude, let's say it's crazy. Yeah. Like people don't know the intensity that goes on behind the curtains, dude.
Yeah.
I'll tell you another thing that happened behind the curtain, bro. We had a Fuse. They hired personal security, you know, for the show, to stand, you know, by the cameras and watch it. I had my own bodyguard for that show. He walked me around. If I went to the bathroom, he followed me. You know, they don't want me to get lost.
Yeah, that. Make sure nobody messes with you or whatever.
The show ended. I got off. Gina Brion went up there to, shout out to the fools I met from Portland. I met this guy from Portland. He was visiting. This is how cool it is to run into Felipe Esparza at a corporate gig. I ran into these fans. This little fool, he lives in D.C. He was giving his family a little tour in Portland. I told these fools, what are you guys doing tonight? Nothing. You guys want to go to a badass comedy show? There's going to be a magician and like three comedians. He goes, yeah, all right. Those fools didn't even change, bro. They went
showed up in their tank tops.
Showed up in their tank tops, all tourist style. And one of them won a free trip to Caesars in Las Vegas.
Shut up, dog.
Fucking dude.
That night got better, dog.
You know that fool stood up at the end. You know he was clapping.
And dude, and you know what, dude? That fool's going to go
He's never going to forget that.
Every Thanksgiving he's going to tell that story. Every Christmas he's
going to never going to forget that. Yeah. Well, this security, this bodyguard, I guess he used to pushing dignitaries out of places, right? The fool was on
hustling him out.
Yeah. He got on the radio. Felipe, man. Some big show was offended, man. We're gonna just take you back to your hotel room right now. Okay. Is that okay? Uh-huh. What? All right. So the fool, he goes, let's go this way. And then, he goes, Where's Johnny? I said, Johnny's over there. He's gonna go to the front of the place and pass out drop cards. No. Wait right here. Let me go grab him. He went, grabbed us. Fool, he took us like, we were gonna get shot, dog. Through windows, through fucking tunnels, dog. I had to jump over a gate.
In the line of fire over here,
and
dog.
He took me to the wrong hotel room, bro.
Wait, he said some big shot was offended?
I don't know, man. I'm just going to add big shot to the drama
interested.
Here.
I'm interested. Because
the president of Goya
Foods. I don't know, man.
Yeah, like, he was like, there's a buzz online right now. We got a lot of dislikes.
I don't know, but I'm going to that,
a lot
dog.
Of angry faces.
You can finish stuff talking shit, dog. I'm going to show up at 9:00.
It's funny. When you do the voice, he looks like Luis.
I'm right here, dog. Even my mom likes you, dog. And she likes lesbians, too, dog.
We're going to do a ponytail for that little guy.
Little tight, dog. Anyways.
So that dude drags. He took me to the hill, to the Marriott. He goes, and I go, where are we going here? He goes, aren't you staying here? No, I'm not staying here. Okay, man, you're not staying here.
Official, huh?
Okay. So the car had to go all the way. The car, they brought the SUV, dude. When I was getting on the elevator, a bunch of people from the show were coming at me like cougars with their cougar husbands, you know, that old. Like, you know, good-looking couples, man, in their 60s. They all came up to me, big shots, bro, with big money, bro, donating shit. Because the kind of people, bro, that you're there and you're trying to do a show for a function – they'll write you a check for $25,000, no problem, dude.
Damn.
But those people were fucking dying, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I know, bro.
They live
I
life,
know
dude.
Who I'm playing for, bro. If right. I see the fat guys in the front with their beautiful wives, Latinas, and she's wearing big rings, and she's fucking closing her eyes, having a good time, I did my job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know that the majority of the audience
you know,
is
you know
fine.
What?
But it was literally if one tweet.
If you get offended, you have no wallet, you didn't do nothing to me.
Yeah.
if your wallet... It's not big. You're not. I'm sorry, man. There's nothing you could do, man. But I'm hanging around with the president of Latino sales of Coke right here.
That's what I'm talking about.
Rudy Sanchez. Shout out to him in Atlanta.
Give me some Cheetos.
Hey, so was Hot Cheetos there? He should have been in that.
I didn't see him.
Where's that for at?
I don't know. He's supposed to be on the
podcast. Somewhere buying another suit, bro, from an Arab guy.
Yeah, we're trying to get Richard Montañez from Hot Cheetos.
So that fool took me back to the hotel room. And then me and Johnny started walking around with our suits, bro, like good fellas.
Watch the suit. Watch the suit.
We come back to the hotel room, and we ran into the lady that booked us and all that. She said, well, you guys too good to hang out with us. But I didn't have a chance to explain to us, to her what happened. Uh-huh. I think the bodyguard panicked, bro.
When he heard that you somebody got offended?
Yeah, but there was no big shot.
What's up with this rookie, dog?
I didn't do any. And I went through my set, dude. There was no homophobic joke, and there was no joke that could.
No, they just hear a word, and then maybe another word. They hear fat woman, and they think you're making a fat joke when you're really making a fat joke about yourself. You know, like they don't. They
like
don't.
Like if I say I'm so fat, I gotta suck my own tits. They say, oh, he's making a joke about women with
Or tits. Let's say the life raft joke, okay? Life raft, because people in Tropicalia didn't like the life raft joke. They thought that was offensive to
three
women.
Fat chicks.
It was fat shaming, right?
That's the thing that came to my mind.
This girl said she was offended with my fat joke. I went to her page. Her page is nothing but food, bro. I mean, how can you get offended by me making fun of myself being fat? And I go to your fucking Instagram and it's nothing but food. You and your fat face in front of a fucking hamburger is fucking every fucking photo.
I went to one of those pages.
You should be giving me a hug. You and I should be hanging out.
I went to one of those pages of those girls, and it wasn't like a girl sitting there all like naked on top of a rock in Arizona or something.
Yeah, fucking Marana, bro.
Like, what, really? This is art?
Like the girl who went on her way, that had a podcast, that fucking took down her podcast name, so we won't go to it for a bit.
Hiding, dog.
This is how she could have done it. She could have invited me over to a podcast.
Had a discussion.
And ambushed me. And you know, that would have been good. I would have had a chance to explain myself to her.
You don't like ambushes,
right?
Dog.
And then I would have invited her over to my podcast, and we would have been friends, you know? Yeah, I would have gladly taken criticism in person. And then, you know, we would have grew as a people, you know? I would have not mind if she said I sucked in person. But now you put
she
it out
drive
there.
Drive by, like, insult.
I could have helped you out. I know you have a podcast. We could have shared our podcast, you know. I help people. I don't break down bridges. I
build them.
Build them, dog.
Hey, dude. Dude, but you know when they say, just trying over here. Trying, dog. Couldn't get the hook in the fish lip, dog. Jesus.
Right now when I mention that I'm going to do her podcast, tomorrow morning, bro, 10 people are going to hit me to do their podcast.
Help me out, doc.
Bro, we have 600 followers. How long are you doing it? What episode you on? 1,000. Bro. You guys are just talking now.
Let it out, dog.
What's up, fool? What's up, dog?
Chilling with the little dog. Well, this fool's cool, dog.
When you go back to Mexico, bro?
Oh, not for a while. Why? What's up?
Nothing, man.
Oh.
I want to go with you guys then.
I want to go to Mexico City again. Like,
you want to go?
Like, would you ever want to do some stand-up in Spanish, like 5-10 minutes at a pop-up?
I did my first Spanish joke on Saturday, and it went over pretty good. But, I'm down.
That's why I'm thinking of maybe dropping down there, just
man.
A little
surprise. Yeah, man.
Mexico City is the shit. And then the other thing is, like, vegan food's all over, dog.
It's down in Tijuana. We did pretty well.
Dude, like, I mean, I ate some bomb tacos down there when I was down there. That's some mushroom ones. Some I don't know if it was jackfruit, but they were like that. They were, dude, it was like big and small, stupendous.
Fool, what you been doing since you got back?
From
working?
When?
From the road.
Dude, just fucking doing my little shows, doing my little podcasts. We're up to 43. Podcasts. What else? Dude, I helped my dad too, and then that's it, dude. Hitting little spots.
Lisa, she signed me up to an extensive acting class.
That's what I was going to ask you about when we
on camera intensive acting class.
I never done anything like this. I felt like
4 days.
4 days, 5 hours a day. I had to practice for three different roles. We were going to shoot the three of them.
Three scenes, yeah.
Three scenes.
Different movies.
Three scenes, yeah.
Okay.
So, man, I was reading for Carlito's Way. It was a long monologue, man. And I was worried about memorizing everything. I was going to flake, you know?
You can't be flaky.
He really did not want to go.
I was going to flake. You know what made me stay? That the girl that I'm reading for, the actress, she's reading for Gail. When we were reading and we were getting into it, she was more into it than me. And she was cheering up at the end of the scene. I had to walk away, go to a bathroom and laugh. Dog.
You're like that girl in Seinfeld or what?
I'm not an actor, man.
You're not an actor. You can't really fully commit to it yet.
I can't, man.
No, but you like, dude, you like, you're always in the movies and you quote them and shit and you're like,
yeah, but nobody watching me, bro.
But see, that's the thing, but wasn't it
in
part
front of that director, bro? I forget the lines.
But you're saying it was part of this intensive. Yeah, but the cameras, it's like you're doing a movie.
You practice for like 2 days in a row with your partner and then you shoot it.
Her and I practiced for 2 hours And then me and some cool ass dude named James Cobb from Waco. Right? Young actor out here.
Mean name.
He's good, dude.
He is?
He was. But they're both good. She's a good actor too. Jasmine, I forgot her last name, but she's good too. And I was reading another scene for Baby Driver and the little young.
I'm right here.
The little young fool, bro. He's like Isaac's age. No, Isaac's. He looks like
he's
Isaac's
18.
Age, but he's 18, bro. The fool's short, little fucking red ant legs, you know.
Little thin little body.
But ant legs.
He's dumb. Fool, he's young, man. I swear to God, I think he's that. He looks like one of those fucking puppets from the show I saw, the Nutcracker. Yeah, but he's young, so I've been reading with the three of them, man. And I went today, bro, and I nailed those lines, dog.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Like, to me, like, I picture you and, like, you and you know what, Rasa being in the Mayans. Like
yeah, that's
over.
Another thing. We've been trying to do that with his agent.
That's what you guys look like. You don't even have, like, just walk in there with a leather jacket.
I just picture my theme, bro, being tortured, being burned to death on that show.
They started with the toe, eh?
That'd be a good scene.
Dude, I'm telling you,
Danny Trejo's stunt double.
Yeah, nothing against the actors that are on there, but it's like.
No, we've been trying, but you know what? The problem was they're looking for pretty boys this season.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
that's what we were told.
I've never seen a pretty boy biker.
That's literally what we were told.
But I guess that's.
David has the beer belly guy that's going to be in the back of him, man.
The real biker looking guy. His agent said, okay, I reached out to the casting director. They can't really find anything for Felipe right now.
No,
but
accountant.
Well, because she's looking for comedy, and it's like it's maybe just put him in a dramatic role or non-speaking role, anything. And she's like, "Well, these are the four guys that they recently cast, and they're all like chiseled model."
Except
the
dude we had on the podcast.
You know? Who?
The actor.
Oh, I forget his name. He's in the FX Homeboy Industry, dude.
Boy industry. Oh, Richard Cabral.
Yeah, except
no,
here,
he's
bro.
Attractive.
Yeah, but not as the other
he's
guys.
He's not chiseled like that. He's attractive in a weird way.
Yeah. He looked like he survived a heart attack.
Yeah. No, you're right. I forgot he's in that. Yeah.
And his neck. Yeah, man, he's the only one.
But he looks like
when you look, everybody knows this. Come on, man.
He looks
really?
Like he'll pop up and stick you in the neck.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's true. But he's also got a dramatic.
And they have the height
experience.
Level too, of the right, the right height, dude.
That's true too. You're not wrong there. They want people all the same height who can act together and not have to worry about the height.
Like
difference.
If I'm there, bro, I'm there to fucking pick up a body, dude.
You'll be doing the scene like.
Is Emilio your height? Emilio's
no,
like 5'10", probably, huh?
Oh, but Emilio, yeah,
5'10", 5'11", maybe. But
Emilio's built, dude.
I mean, he's a big dude,
but not tall. But not tall.
He's gotten a little shorter, but he's
He like MC Pancho. He looks taller.
Yeah, but he's taller, way taller than MC Pancho.
Yeah, he's way taller.
So 5 hours, man, and I nailed the lines today. It was good. I was all dramatic.
You got your reel?
When she got sad, I was sad too, so I helped her get sadder.
And are you have your reel yet, or are they going to give you a copy?
They're going to give me a copy.
So are you able to get sad in real life now?
Yeah. I just think about your cooking.
Like
I'm just kidding. She cooks great.
I know I'm a good
Her
cook.
Her food is breathtaking. Yeah, I mean, I got into it because she asked me this question. Like, she asked me, so she said, what did she say? So what was it like to be inside jail? Like, what was it like to be in there? And I was like, you know, a lot of push-ups, a lot of wasted time. These chicks are salty now.
A lot of reflecting.
What's up, fool?
Chilling, man. With the little monito right here.
The fool said, what's up with the kitchen table podcasting? So you have shows coming up again?
Yeah. In Riverside at the Fox Performing Arts Center, August 7th, I'll be hosting the show. We have Mr. Martin Moreno from Comedy Central.
You know what?
In the Yo-Yo-Yo podcast, brought to you by Division 9 Gallery.
What's up, fool? Check out all my shows at FelipeSWorld.com. Thank you very much for watching us on Facebook Live, Instagram Live, or wherever you're at right now. Thank you. We'll do it again.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, bye.
Der beste Moment im Leben ist immer genau jetzt. Genau jetzt könntest du in die Berge fahren oder nach Barcelona oder in einer Band spielen. Du könntest in der Dusche singen oder wie wär's mit Sushi? Ich könnte dein Beifahrer sein oder selbst am Steuer sitzen und dich zu einer Party fahren. Genau jetzt ist der richtige Moment. Genau jetzt bis zu 5.000 Euro Kundenvorteil sichern. Der Seat Leon. Alle Infos unter seat.de.